This next piece is going to be an interesting piece. Rabbeinu Zal says, "Vada," and you should know, "Sheyesh chilek bein hasholim shel hatainis shel choel, ubein hasholim shel einim shabbos." There is a distinction between the sholim that comes about through the tainus during the weekdays. When a person fasts during the weekdays, negis tzedaka, that leads to sholim. When a person has Shabbos, the Einik Shabbos, plus tzedaka, what tzedaka could you possibly do on Shabbos related to Achila Shabbos?
Yes, yes.
Rabbein Zal says, Hainu ha-sholim shel tainus ein lo bechinas dibur. The sholim which comes from a tainus, true, it's a piece, but it's not a real piece. When is there sholim? The bechinas, as the pasuk says, v'loyachlu dabroi l'sholim. The brothers of Yosef couldn't speak peace. We see that coincidence. We see that when is sholim b'shleimus? When it's with dibur. When you wouldn't call two friends at peace with each other unless they're talking to each other. When they talk a lot to each other and they can still be in peace, that's a real sholim. When two guys don't see each other for a year and they don't have any argument, that's not real friends. Friends are ones who are constantly talking and still they're sholim. Rabbeinu Zal says, so that's the sholim of the weekdays is bechinas sholim without dibur. Is there such a thing? Yes, there's a pasuk in the Torah which says, v'layachu dabroi kama sholim, that there is a sholim which goes together with layachu dabroi, they couldn't speak. Whereas the sholim through the Einik Shabbos, there the dibur of sholim gets its tikkun, bechinas. Where do we see a case of sholim with dibur? The pasuk says, "Leman achai v'reyoi adabra no sholim." For the sake of my friends and brethren, I will speak peace. We see that there's a dibur of sholim. Rabbeinu Zal says, "When and how do we know that Shabbos is a tikkun for dibur?" The Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, about Shabbos, V'daber dovor hanemar b'Shabbos. The Torah stresses the union of Dibur on Shabbos, that the Dibur of Shabbos is not like the Dibur of Chol. So we see that Shabbos is Sholim plus Dibur, whereas the weekdays, Tainus is Sholim without Dibur. Rabbein Zal says, Ki hapeh nishlam ba'er godoy haim av achila Shabbos. B'zeh shamar chazal, this is why the sforim bring that ein bein chometz lematzah, ela mashehu. The Gemara says that what's the difference between chometz and matzah? A mashehu, the tiniest drop can make something chometz. By other isurim, you need a kezayis, a kebeya, or a vias. By chometz and matzah, it's a mashehu. So the Sifrei Kabbalah say that where do we see this? Take a look at the word chometz and the word matzah. Both of them have the mem and tzaddik. The only difference is the difference between the ches and the hay, which is a mashehu, a tiny drop. So the Sforim says, Bechinas tikin hakas alidei hatainis kanal, that in this Gemara is Marumas the union of perfecting kas through tainis. That the main tikin for kas, what is kas? The opposite of sholim. With this kas, there is no sholim. The tikin for kas is sholim, and that's referred to in this pasuk, in this Gemara of Ein mechamet lamatzah lamashehu. How? Bechinas, as the pasuk says, Nishayanovi, mi ze bo mi Edoim chamutz begodim. Who is this angel who is coming forth from Edoim? Chamutz begodim. This is what this angel is referred to as. We'll see in a second what this refers to. Rabbeinu Zal says, Edoim ze bechinas koveid kanal. Edoim is the meaning of the liver, kas. V'chomeitz ze bechinas hachnoosoi. Chometz is the inyan of being machnia edoim. Bechinas tainis. Chometz is an inyan of fasting. Bechinas hedar ha'achilo. Chometz is the opposite of achilo in a sense. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, kol machmetzes loisoy chelu. Machmetzes is the bechina of loisoy chelu, not eating. Matzah is achila dikdusha. Chametz is the opposite of achila dikdusha, which means it's loisoichel, it's not eating, it's hedar ho achila. So chametz is bechinas tainus in a sense. Rabbeinu Zal says, matzah ze bechinas achilas oinek Shabbos. Matzah is just the opposite. Matzah is the meaning of achilas oinek Shabbos. Bechinas lema'an tomutsu vihis anagtem. In order that you should get together and enjoy. We see a lashon of mutsu is a lashon of matzah Vehisanaktem, associated with Oineg Shabbos. Rabbi Nizal says, Vezehu, this is Pshat in the Gemara when it says, Ein bein chometz lematzo. The only difference between chometz, which refers, symbolizes fasting, matzah, which symbolizes achila Shabbos, you know what the difference is? Hainu, ein bein hatainis, lebein achilas, oineg Shabbos chanal, ein hachilek beinehem, elo mashehu. You know what the difference is? Ein mashehu. What is mashehu? Nutrikin, the first letters of the pasuk. Vahoyo maise hatzdoko sholoim. There's a pasuk in Yeshaya Navi which says, Vahoyo maise hatzdoko sholoim. Your act of tzedaka will bring about peace. You know where there's a, you know what the difference is between fasting and Einik Shabbos? With regards to the sholoim, to the maise hatzdoko, which is the sholoim. That the sholoim of Einik Shabbos, the sholoim of Tainus, are two different things. That's what's referred to, that's what's merumos to, in this Gemara, Ein bein chometz lamatzo ela mashehu. Ben Ezal says, Hainu, ki ein doime sholoim shel hatainus l'sholoim shel Shabbos. The sholoim of a fast day is not at all comparable to the sholoim of Shabbos. Ki ze ein loipe, vize yesh loipe. One doesn't have a mouth, and one does have a mouth. One doesn't have dibur, one does have dibur. V'zehu hachilek. This is the distinction. Shebebechinas sholoim sheyesh loipeh hu b'maylo ala sholoim shein loipeh. The sholoim which has a peh is over the sholoim which doesn't have a peh. Kimoy maylas medaber ala chai. How big a difference is it? Like the difference between a human being and an animal. Rabbi Nizal says, ki hachayos heim chayim kimoy b'nei odom. Animals are chai. Just like an Odom is Chai. An Odom is also in the Bechinas Chai. Avol ha-Odom yesh loy mailo sheyesh loy koyach hadabri. What is the only distinction between human and animal? Medaber, the dibur in matzah. Shehachilik bein ches lehei, the difference between the letter ches and the letter hey, chometz hu beches, chometz which is written with a ches, is the Bechinas Sholim she'en loy peh. That's the Bechinas Sholim which doesn't have a peh. Bechinas Chai. Bechinas v'chayas hasodeh hashlamoloch. We see that the letter chayas is the meaning of the letter ches. Chayas hasodeh. So the letter ches refers to chayas, animals. Bechinas chay, which is lack of dibur, dibur pogum. Hainu bechinas sholoim she'en loy peh, she'en loy koyach hadabri, kemoy chayas hasodeh. That's the letter ches, which is chayas. Umatzo hi behei, matzo, which is written with a hey. Why is the emphasis on the hey? Because the letter hey refers to the mouth, refers to dibur, the hey moitzois haper, the five ways of bringing out a dibur, through the lips, through the tongue, through the teeth, through the upper palate, through the throat. Those are the five, that's why the letter hey, bedafka is marame is on dibur. Se bechinas hey moitzois haper, bechinas koya hadabri kanal. This is why the Pasuk says in Chumash Bereishis, Yosef HaTzadik said to the people in Mitzrayim, Hey, Lochem Zera. This should be to you, Zera. Hey, the letter Hey. Why? Bechinas Zaru Lochem Letzdoko. The word Zera refers to the union of Tzdoko. Where do we find the word Zera used? Zaru Lochem Letzdoko. Plant charity, and when you'll need it, it'll come back to you. So we see that Zera is a union of Tzdoko. Zera is also an meaning of the letter hey. Hey lochem zera. Rabbi Nizal says, Bechinas maise hatzdoko sholoim. Which means that what's the main outcome of tzedaka? Sholoim. What is the difference between the sholoim? When the tzedaka is given on Shabbos, the sholoim is its matzah. It's the letter hey. It's the hey moitzoy saper. The dibur has a tikkun. When the sholoim is during the weekdays, during choil, then it's the letter ches, which is chayas. What is chayas different from odom? Lack of dibur, dibur pogam.
Yosef HaTzadik said, "Helechem zera." Isn't it brought from that was a pogam that it gave chayas to the klippas?
Right.
So it was saying it's the name of tzedaka.
Right. That the zaru lochem litzdaka. That the word zera is a name of tzedaka.
Why mean the helechem zera?
What was he saying to the Egyptians? Translate in English. What was he saying to the Egyptians?
Take for yourself seed.
he was giving them, in a sense, a charity. He was being charitable to the Mitzrayim. He said, I could wipe you guys all out now. You're all dependent on me. I could say, I don't want to give you food. You'd all die, right? He said, Hey, lochem zera. I'm going to be charitable, right? So we see that zera is an inyan of tzedakah.
Mm-hmm.
Also from the pasuk, zaru lochem letzedakah.
Mm-hmm.
And tzedakah is also, zera is also an inyan of the letter hey. Rabbeinu is all showing the association between hey and tzedakah.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting to note, al pi kabbalah. Now everybody can understand the whole story of why we give the tzedakah the dafka at the words va'atam lishel bakar. Why that point we give tzedakah? Which organ of the human body is malchus? Malchus is peh. Malchus is peh. Malchus is the mouth. When we say that tzedakah is the whole tikkun, the tzedakah is the whole tikkun for the malchus dikdusha, because what is the malchus referred to as? Malchus is referred to as tzedek. Tzedek is Malchus HaKadisha. What happens when you add a hey to tzedakah? That's super Malchus. That's a super tikkun to the Malchus. You're being Mamlech Hashem through the act of tzedakah. The Arizal says in one place, I'm trying to recall exactly how it works, the Ami puts out his hand, that's the letter hey. You put out your hand, it's the letter vav. He shows somehow how it's a whole, I don't recall exactly, he shows through physically how it's an inyan of tikkun for the Malchus, but in any case, we know that tzedakah is even of a tikkun for the malchus. Why? Because what is the malchus referred to always as? As the ani, dala va'ani, the letter dalid, the less lomi gama klum. The malchus is always poor. It has nothing of its own. It comes as an ani begging for food. Malchus comes begging for food. So the malchus is dala va'ani. When you make the dalid into a hay, that's the tikkun for the malchus. Which is the point in davening where we're really mamlech Hashem more than any other place in davening? The Arizal says bedavka at that point. And the Arizal shows how. We said before that malchus is an inyan of shelikus seder. Malchus is shelikus seder. Malchus is aleph dalet nun yud, right? And malchus is also within yud kei vav kei ov sog mo bon. The Arizal says all of this I'll show you in this sentence right over here. When we say the words Vi'ato Moshel Bakoil, the last letters are the word Halel, which is exactly Bigimatria Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. That's Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, which is Malchus. Fabulous. That's not all.
Was it Aleph Dalet?
The last letters of Vi'ato Moshel Bakoil are Bigimatria Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. 65. Exactly. Bakoil, you rule. What part of you is nistakin? Bakoil. Bakoil is the shame bon, the Arizal says. Bon,
right.
Exactly. And the Arizal says, we say, Va'ato Meshel Bakoil, Ubiyotcho Koyachu Gvura. The first letters of Bakoil, Ubiyotcho Koyachu Gvura, are Beis Vov Chof Vov, which is exactly Bigimatria Dal, poor. This is the Malchus Dikdusha, which is poor, which receives its tikkun by our saying, Vi'ato Meshel, you are a ruler, what do I correct by that? Bakoil u'biyotcho koyachu gvura, I correct the bechina of Dao. No longer Dao. I'm making you into a Meshel, you are a ruler. How? By the act of giving tzedakah through pshitas and tmimas, by a simple Jew walking over to the pushka, at that point in davening, putting a penny in, a nickel in, whatever it is, he's literally being Mamlech Hashem to the extent.
So what were the first letters?
Bakoil,
right.
Ubiyotcho,
right.
Koyach, cho, Ugevura,
right.
Vov, Beis, Vov, Chof, Vov, which by the way, by coincidence, we know that the Malchus is the Shekhinah, the lower Shekhinah, which draws its whole Chiyas from the upper Shekhinah, from Bina. What is the name for Bina?
Sog.
Sog. Ekye, Sog is within Yud Kei Vav Kei. Ekye is the basic name for Bina. This is why the Arizal says Beis Vav Chof Vav is what comes right after Ekye. Aleph Kei Yud Kei is followed by the letters which come after the Beis Vav Chof Vav, showing that what gives nourishment to the Malchus, the upper Shechina. Bina is Mashpia to the Malchus. Bina is Ekye, right below it, below. In other words, after it comes Beis Vav Chof Vav, which is the Malchus, which is Dao. And that's why it's at that point in davening that it's so important to go over and give tzedakah. One who is zeicha to know about it, his tzedakah is obviously in a higher bechina. He's zeicha to the seidus ha-Torah That's why we're so lucky we had Rebbe Zal. We were selecha to get to know how to do a mitzvah where it'll make the biggest splash over there. That's what you want to do.
So I guess nourishment from Aleph Kei Vav Kei.
From Aleph Kei
Vav Kei Yud Kei gets the nourishment.
Which is Bina. Right. Bina is the upper Shechina, which is right above the lower Shechina. The two Shechina. In other words, we say that Bina is six spheres away from Malchus. How far removed are they? Vatelachno Shtehen Yachdom. The two Hays always go together. Bina and Malchus, as far apart as they look, the Zera Kodesh says, Vatelachno Shtehen Shtehen. The two Hays, these two Shechinas, Rachel and Leah, are always the best of friends, close to each other. As Rachel was the one who gave the Simonim over to Leah and everything, these two Shechinas are close together. How close? How close are Ekia and Beis Bav Chafal? That's how close they are. How much more? Now look at another person. Look at this. And like, oh, but it says in the Gemara on Baba Basra, Ani Bet Tzedek, that you're supposed to give tzedakah before. It says in Shulchan Aruch, give tzedakah before davening. The answer is, how is Rebbe Zal smart enough to cover both? Who knows?
Oh, money out of pocket and then put it in.
The trick is to take the money, if possible, take the money out of your pocket and put it either into another pocket or on a table. Before, when you're about to start davening.
Oh, yeah.
That covers that Gemara and Baba Basra completely, and the Halach and Shulchan Aruch completely.
There was a question from Manasseh, it's still before the...
True, true. But this is how Rabbi Zal did it, because the Shulchan Aruch says to get tzedakah before you begin the tefillah.
So
it's a great Shulchan Aruch to give it after Moshe
B'Kol? Al-Pi Kabbalah, they
bring it... They also learned the Tosfei Arizal. But Rabbi Zal said we want to do both. Prepare it right before davening. Put it in the fish, exactly a bottom of Shabakar, and that's what makes a real splash. To be continued. 30-second review. We're in the middle of Tyra Nun Zayin, the topic of Emuna, being Nesak and Emunas Chachamim, through the Bechina of Neder. Rabbeinu Zal discussed the union of Einig Shabbos, how Shabbos is Bechinas Neder, the Shin and the Bas, the Tlaskam and the Ein and Basayin, corresponding to the Neder, which was also related to the Avos HaKedoshim plus the Malchus, which is, you know, the three colors of the eye plus the Basayin. The last topics that we discussed were Rabbeinu Zal discussed how the Achilas Shabbos is like a fast, like fasting. What does fasting accomplish? Lahashbis Oyevu Misnakim, to wipe out the enemies. Rabbeinu Zal explained the whole, you know, the Kaved versus the Mayach, you know, Edoim being Machia Edoim. And then, so we see how through the Pasuk V'chatoisi Miponov Tzorov, I will cut off from before them all their enemies. The first letters are the word tzayin, which means that when a person fasts, all his enemies are destroyed. Then the paragraph that we covered last, what we had last time was a discussion about how on Shabbos Kodesh, through Einig Shabbos, is accomplished this same item of V'chol Shulchanei Rugzin Umora Dedina Kulu Arkin V'Sabrumina, that on Shabbos all the dinim are removed, all the oivim are destroyed, wiped out, V'anpone Hirun V'nihiru Yiloh, and there's a horas upon him, which means the Meichen are given a ticking, etc., etc. Then we discuss that what comes out of a fast, the Oivim are Nichna, and there is a Shalom among Klal Yisrael. When the enemies of the Jews are Nichna, then there's peace among Bnei Yisrael, Rabbeinu Zal said. Then Rabbeinu Zal said that the peace that comes out of a fast and the peace that comes out of Achila Shabbos are two different levels of Shalom. Because the Shalom that comes from a fast is a Shalom without Dibur, as we find mention of that in the Pasuk, V'lo yochlu dabroi l'shalom. The Shalom that comes from Shabbos is a Shalom with Dibur. L'man achai v'rei adabran ha-shalom baruch. And Rabbeinu Zal said that that's a higher level Shalom. Then Rabbeinu Zal brought the union of Chometz and Matzah, showing how Chometz was comparable to fasting, because Chometz is Hedar ha-achila, you know, a backwards type of achila, where the food becomes sour, spoiled, which is an union of the opposite of achila. Achila is regular food, spoiled is like no food. And Matzah, Rabbeinu Zal showed, was the union of Achila Dikdusha. Laman Tomutsu, Rabbeinu Zal brought a pasuk where it discusses Achila's Shabbos, and it uses a term like Matzah. And we know that what's the difference between Matzah and Chametz? Only a Mashehu, that in the Hay, from Hay to a Ches, it's only a drop. Mashehu is the first letters of Vahoyo of Maisa Hatzdoko Shalom. That what's the difference between the Shalom which comes from Tainus, and the Shalom which comes from Shabbos? This Mashehu, this difference between Chometz and Matzah, this difference between Shalom with Dibur and Shalom without Dibur. This is just reviewing. If you look inside, you'll get all the details clear from what we had last time. But this is where we're continuing from. Now Rabbi Nizal says that this topic that we mentioned, with this topic that we're discussing now, is Merumas and a Pasuk in Mishlei. There's a Pasuk in Mishlei where it says, Medonim Yashbis Hagoyrol. The word Medonim means Machlekes. Controversies, Yashbis will be nullified through Hagoyrol, through a Goyrol. Whenever there's a Machlekes between two people, there's Machlekes, just make a lottery. Whoever comes out right, you know, period. A Goyrol has the power to be Mashbis Medonim, Machlekes. Rabbi Nizal says, Goyrol Zebechinas Einik Shabbos. The term Goyrol symbolizes Einik Shabbos. As the Pasuk says in Daniel, Bechinas V'tonuach, you will rest. V'tamoid L'goyrolcho L'keitz Hayomim. And you will stand up to take your allotted lot. That's the word I'm looking for. You will take your lot, L'keitz Hayomim, at the end when Mashiach will come. We see the word Tanuach, Menucha, which is Shabbos, right? And right next to that, V'tamoid L'goyrolcho. So we see Goyrol is a Bechina of Menucha, a Bechina of Shabbos. Rabbi Nizal says, She'oz yiyeh kuloi Shabbos. When Mashiach will come, then we'll have the day which is kuloi Shabbos. V'zeh v'tonuach, you will rest. Zeh Bechinas v'yonach b'yoyim ha'shvi. This refers to the Menucha of the seventh day, the seventh day of the week, and the Menucha of the 7,000th year. Remember, the world was created for 6,000, the 7,000 is rest. That's Yemais HaMashiach already. The Goyrol Hazer, this Goyrol, which symbolizes Shehu Shabbos, this lottery, which symbolizes Shabbos Kodesh, which is the lot of Bnei Yisrael, that will be the final lot of Bnei Yisrael. Mevatel Medonim Vitzorim. The Goyrol has the power to nullify Medonim, which is Machlekes, those who battle against you, and Tzorim, all your enemies. And there's another power contained within Shabbos, that through Shabbos is created a Bechinas Peh, an Inyan of Dibur. This is why the Pasuk continues. The Pasuk says, Medonim Yashbis HaGoyrol, Atzumim Yafrid. Atzumim Yafrid. Medonim Machlekes Yashbis HaGoyrol, a lottery will quiet down any Machlekes, and Atzumim, tough ones, real mighty forces, Yafrit, it'll separate between them, you follow? Two guys who are locked in battle, a Goyrol will put a line in middle and separate them. Rabbi Nizal says, what will be separated? Bein ha-ta'atzomois, v'ha'ischabrus, kone ha'ches, legag ha'ches, humafrid, v'naseh hei me'aches. Hainu b'chinas per. We're talking here that Shabbos is a b'china of Goyrol, which is this bechina of breaking up a machlekes. Machlekes is the symbol of the shalom and peace. We said that was the union of chametz, of which the outstanding letter is the ches. When there's no machlekes, it's bechinas matzah, which is a bechina of meichen dikdusha, which is a bechina where everything is straight and smooth, right? Which was the letter hey. Rabbi Nizal says, note, in this pasuk it says, Medonim Yashbis HaGoyrol, that Shabbos, Yashbis, Shabbos has the power to knock out Medonim, Machlekes, and that's not all it does. Atzumim, those which are locked together, Yafrid, it will separate. In the letter Ches, the leg is locked together to the roof, it'll separate it and make it into a hay. You follow? Those who are locked together refers to the leg of the Ches, from the roof of the Ches, which are locked together, will be separated, it'll become from Ches to hay, from Machlekes, will be made Shomayim.
This really refers to like locked in combat?
Exactly. Locked. That's what the Pasuk is talking about literally.
Right.
Here Rabbi Nizal is using it to refer to the union of the Ches and the Hay. Exactly. Go back to the Gemara. The Hay Shavuahem, and he answered them, Kishayipo Elzeh Hashar, when this gate will fall, and it'll fall a second time, and it'll fall, and then the third time it'll be rebuilt by Mashiach. The Ikr Hadavor, the main thing is, the Gemara stresses, Sheyipoel Shloisha Ko'amim, that it has to fall three times, Ve'ein Maspik in Livno Yisai, Akshe Ben David Bo, and they won't have time to rebuild it for the third time, and Zebechinas Shar de Sitra Achra, that symbolizes the gate of the Sitra Achra. וכשהיא פועל מפילו אחר נפילו, על ידי בחינויס שהבאסי, and when this gate will fall, one fall after another fall, through all these items that I just brought, through the fasting and through the Einik Shabbos, that brings an afila to the enemies of the Jews. Kanal, b'china sheveisi, kanal as we brought before, oz yovoi ben David, then Mashiach will come, v'yivne shari ha'kdusha. Kishaze noifel, ze kom. When the Sitra Achra falls, the Kedusha has an aliyah. So the Shara Kedusha will be rebuilt. As I brought before.
Rabbein
Ezel
says this personal,
very rarely, very rarely. Okay, let's continue. When there is a chesaron of emunas chachamim, ve'ein eshmei lehem, and a person doesn't listen to them, bebechina says the pasuk says in Yishayanovi, v'lamoichiach b'sha'ar yokushun, and to the one who gives musar, at the shar, at the gate, yokushun, they'll lock their ears to him, they won't listen to him at all. Note the word shar being used in with reference to a pigam in emunas chachamim. The chachamim are the ones who give teichocha to Bnei Israel. V'la melchiach b'shar yekushun. To the melchiach, at the entrance of the gate, they'll lock their ears to him. They won't listen at all. You follow? Rabbi Nezal says, Al yidei zeh boim l'choyli adein marpe kanal. By a person doing that, he gets a chayli for which there's no cure. He gets a sickness, Rahman al-Salam, for which there's no cure. The Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, Vayagiyu ad sharei moves, that they arrive, Rahman al-Salam, at the gates of death. Note again, the word shar being used for lack of emunas chachamim, the word shar being used for moves, Rahman al-Salam, that this leads to death. This leads to a fatal sickness. V'yavoy goy shar emunim. Let a nation enter who guards their faith. And when the emuna has an aliyah, the sitra achra has a yerida. This is what brings about the shar of Aram to fall one time. When there's a tikkun to the emunas chachamim. That's one item which causes the shar Aram to have yerida. Why? Because we see the term shar used with reference to not listening to the Chachamim. We see the term Shar used with reference to Moves Rachman al-Tzom, leading to a fatal sickness. And we see the word Shar used also with reference to listening to the Chachamim. Pischu Sha'orim v'yavoy goy shaymer emunim. A nation which perfects the Emunas Chachamim can enter into the Shar HaKedusha. Note that this fits in beautifully with the Taich that the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh gives in what we say in Hallel. We say to Hashem, Hashem, please open up to us the gates of Tzedek, and we'll enter into it, and we'll praise Hashem. Zeh Hashar Lashem. This is the gate that leads to Hashem. What is the only way that a person can get to Hashem, the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh says? Zeh Hashar Lashem, Kama, Tzadikim, Kama, Yavoy Uvoy. What is the gate that leads to Hashem? Through Tzadikim? You'll be zechet enter into the Shara Kiddushah. The Baal Shem HaKadosh says that until the time that Hashem gave the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu, each Jew was on his own. Each Jew was able to serve Hashem on his own, to study Torah on his own, to do mitzvahs on his own, and he was capable of getting close to Hashem on his own. As soon as Hashem gave the Torah to Bnei Yisrael via a go-between, via a shliach, not like the Misnagdim say. Yes, there was an intermediary. Hashem did not give the Torah to Bnei Israel. He gave it to Moshe Rabbeinu to give to Bnei Israel. The Baal Shem HaKadosh says that from that time on, these are the new rules of the game. At Zeh Hashar Lashem Tzadikim. The only way a Jew nowadays, he was talking in his time, the only way a Jew can get close to Hashem is only by getting close to Tzadikim. Through Emunas Tzadikim, Yozecha to enter into the Shar HaKedusha, which means that the Shar of Aram gets knocked down. That's one knock for the Shar Aram. Now Rabbi Ezra is going to explain the other knocks. The Hakomas Emuna. How did we say before in this Torah a person is misaking the Emuna? He al yidei neder, through neder, making a neder and following up what you say right away. That's a tikkun for the Emuna, because we said neder is bechinas Emunas Chachamim. You're showing that you believe that it's possible to add to the Torah, right? As the Chachamim do. Va'oz nohir benehiru da'avohon kanal. And when a person makes a neder, then this person lights up, he shines. with the oir of the Avos HaKadoshim. Nohir Rabbi Nehoiroi. Nohir is the Aramaic word for shine, the shine-like. Vo'oz nivne pam shniya shadik dusha. The first thing is being mesakin emunas chachamim, having more faith in chachamim. That's building the shara kedusha once. That's knocking down the shara on once. Then when you make a neder and you're mekayim it right away, that knocks down the shara on a second time. Vo'oz nivne pam shniya shara kedusha lebechinas, as the pasuk says, se'u she'orim roshechem. Let the gates lift. Let the gates open up at their tops, like let the top of the gates open up, the entrance to the binyan open up like. And what is Roshechem? Let the gates open up for whom? For the Roshechem. Who are the Roshechem? The Avos HaKadoshim. Where do we see that? Where does the Tikkun Zohar prove that from? That the term Roshechem refers to the Avos HaKadoshim. The Tikkun Zohar says that in the word Bereishis is found the whole site of the Merkava of Hashem. On the Merkava of Hashem, we have four faces, the three Avos and David HaMelech. The word Bereishis, the Tikkun HaZohar says, is split up into two words. We have a pasuk in Chumash, Eile Roshei Beis Avosam. These are the heads of the Jewish homes. Who are those? Who are the fathers of the Jewish homes? Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. So the word Roshei, Reish Aleph Shin Yud, refers to the Avos HaKadoshim. In the word Bereishis, it's made up of two words, the Tikkun HaZohar says. Tamon Roshei, Tamon Bas. That there is Roshei, there is Bas. Within the word Bereishis is contained two words. Roshei refers to the three Avos HaKadoshim. Bas is always the Malchus. The king had six sons and one daughter. The Bas is always the Malchus, which is David HaMelech. So in the word Bereishis, we see the fact that Roshim are the Avos HaKadoshim. So when it says, Se'u She'orim Roshechem, how is that Shar Nistakein? Through the Roshechem, which are the Avos HaKadoshim, meaning through the act of making a neder. We said when a person makes a neder, it's the right hand, the left hand, and the Bechinas Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu was the first one to make a neder, right? So we said that the act of making a neder is Bechinas Yaakov, and the fact that neder is Bechinas Loisosur Yamin Usmael, that's Kelel Avraham and Yitzchak, which are the right and the left. Remember that? Rabbein Azal says, Ki ho'ovois heim ha'roshim. Oh. Because the forefathers of Bnei Israel, they are the Roshim. The Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, Eile Roshei Beis Avosam. Roshei Beis is the word Bereishis. Tamon Roshi, Tamon Bas. You follow? Ukishze kom ze noifel. And when the Kedusha has a kimo, when the Kedusha has an aliyah, the Sitrachra has a nefila. Vze bechinas nefilas pam shenis sharon. This is what knocks down the sharon a second time. The first time it was perfection of emunas chachamim. The second time it was neder, which employs the oyer of the Avos HaKadoshim, which builds up the shara kedusha, which means it's a nefila for the shara of tumah. That's the second knockdown for the Shahr of Tumah. Val yedei he'orois ha'ovois, and when the light of the Avos HaKadoshim is shining brightly, what happens? Zeche l'Shabbos. A person is zeche to Shabbos. The Avos HaKadoshim symbolize the three kiddushos of Shabbos. Friday night, Shabbos morning, and Shalosh Yudas. L'hashbis oyev, to destroy, to wipe out the enemies. V'zeche l'sholim kanal, and a person is zeche to Sholim. This is what brings about the third building of the Shar HaKadusha. Where do we see the term Shar used by Sholoim, which is Bechina Shabbos? The Bechina, says the Pasuk says, U'mishpat Sholoim shiftu b'sha'arechem. And a judgment of peace you should judge within your gates. So we see that there's a Bechina of Sholoim by Shar. Now we showed all three items. We showed how Emunas Chachamim was related to Shar. We showed how Neder was related to Shar. We showed how Sholem is related to Shar. These are the three items that Rabbein Azal discussed in this Torah. These are the three items that will knock down the Shar of Aram three times, which means we'll bring about a tikkun for the Shar of the Kedusha. Rabbein Azal says, U'bebechinas tztoka, through the Bechina of Sholem and the Bechina of Tztoka. as the pasuk says, by tzoko al tedake oni bishar. Don't push away, and not push away. Don't make an oni at the gate feel low. Dako means low. Don't press down on an oni at the gate. Note again, the mitzvot tzoko associated with the union of shar. And by doing this, we are machnia the klipois which draw from the Shar Aron. The Bechina, as the Pasuk says, Dovid HaMelech cried to Hashem, and Dovid HaMelech said, where do my enemies attack me? Bedafka at the Shar. Yosichu bi Yoshvei Shar. Dovid HaMelech said, all those who sit around at the entrances, at the entrance to the city, at the entrances to bars, who do they talk about? They talk about me with Bas Sheva. They look to talk against me, meaning they attack the Kedusha, where? Again, at the Shar. Rabbi Nizal says, Ki nichna koveid koyes. Through these mitzvahs which we just discussed, the Emunas Chachamim, the Neder, the Oinik Shabbos, by doing that a person is machnia the koveid koyes, the liver from which comes kas, Shehu Esav, Edoim Kanal, Shehu Ka'aderes, Sayor. You remember Esav was red and hairy. V'zehu nefilas pam shlishi shararom. And this is what we refer to as the third fall for the shararom. Bedafka through tzedakah and shalom. That's what will bring about the fall of the shararom for the third time, which will bring about the coming of Mashiach, the Bnei Beis HaMikdash. Note again that what is the item that requires the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash for the third time? Bedafka gemilas chasadim. We said that Elkei Avraham, Elkei Yitzchak, Elkei Yaakov, but we finished the bracha with Mogen Avraham. And the Mefarshim say, B'chol Chayzkin Roi B'Nam, that there's Torah, there's Tefillah, and there's Gemilas Chasadim, which is the one which will bring about the, in the generation that Mashiach is going to come, are they going to be the biggest learners? No, the Tanoim was surely bigger Tamid Chachamim. Moshe Rabbeinu's generation was surely bigger Tamid Chachamim. Are they going to be better in Tefillah? Also not. They were bigger Tzadikim in the past who were able to daven better. This generation, the only way that we can bring about Mashiach is through Gemilas Chasadim. The item which doesn't require Das, which doesn't require Tefillah, it's understood that we have to have Torah and we have to have Tefillah to the best of our ability. But the main emphasis should be on Gemilas Chasadim, which means Achdus, each one helping the other one, going out of his way to help the other one.
How is it indicated that Gemilas Chasadim?
Tzedakah and Shalom.
Oh, Tzedakah and Shalom.
Tzedakah and Shalom is Gemilas Chasadim, period. What else makes for Shalom?
Now,
other than the fact that
you said that, the first time I had
there's a possible Bohoyo, Maise, Hatzedakah, Shalom. What will be the result of Tzedakah when people will do Tzedakah for each other? What will result? Shalom.
You said it the first time. I sort of had the question that, isn't it, I mean, you say, okay, by Tefillah, by Torah, we can't, that's obvious we can't reach the lows. But factually, isn't there this discrepancy by Gnes HaSam too? Could any of us dream that they'll reach a level of, say, Gnes HaSam Avraham Avinu?
Yes, 100%. And more. Because in a generation like this, where the Achzorius is so prevalent, where people are so much out for themselves, nobody gives a hoot about anybody else, if a person is zeichet to be different, that's the item that shows out. Like,
can we apply the same to Torah too?
The answer is yes and no. Because Torah and Tefillah, we know how Shvach, in other words, those items require Das, require Kedusha. Gemilas Chesed requires no brains at all, no Kiddush at all, just a simple act of Jesus. Midas.
Yeah.
Requires Midas, good character. Period. That's what it is. But not to mean Chas V'Shalom that we're leaving out Torah and Tefillah. Just to know that this is the main item, this is your most powerful punch. Because everything else, Hashem could have a complaint against. This item, Hashem says, when there's Achdus among Bnei Israel, nothing to come with all the claims in the world, there's nothing to discuss. As long as they're together, that's better than when they're serving Hashem on a higher level and there's Machlokes. Note, you were asking about the word Hevesi. Here, Rav Moshe Zal is going to fill in over there. Shayach Le'el Achat Tevois Al Yidei Bechinas Shehevesi. Rav Nizal said that when Aram will fall once and twice and three times, as I explained, as I brought before, Rav Nosanzal says that Bekan Ndileg Rav Nizal Kamotevois Shohayuksuvim Beleshon Isham Bixivosei HaKodosh. Rav Nosanzal says, I saw in Rav Nizal's notes that he had a couple of sentences there besides what I have here, written down in his own words, Ukishenosan li lahatik Torah zois, and when Rabbein Ezal gave me his notes to print this Torah, mochak bekavono, kamo vekamo tevois, miksivas yore hakodosh, kidei shelo yatikim. Rabbein Ezal erased a whole bunch of words that he had written down there. He erased them in order that I should not print them. V'ro'isi, Rav Nosson Zal said, I saw shehoye loyboze kavono shlema, that there was a very significant reason why Rabbein Ezal was doing this, why he was erasing those words. He didn't want them to be printed. V'chein ho yodakoi kam apomim. Rabbein Ezal says it. Rav Nosson Zal says this happened many times with Rabbein Ezal. Bekama Torah, with many chapters in the Likutei Moran. Shehoye medakdek ma'oid kishenosan Torosei lahatiko. He was extraordinarily careful when he gave Torah to be printed. To erase many, many words which were very, very necessary for the topic. Those words were very necessary to make the whole thing powerful, and yet Rabbein Ezal would erase them. The dileg be'emsa, he would skip right in the middle, and then he would pull out some words, and that was it. He didn't want that these words should be revealed. Rav Nosson Zal says, if a person will study carefully in these places where it looks like there's a piece missing, you'll notice that there definitely is something missing, meaning that there was something there. Because this is never Rabbein Ezal's style to say through the bechinas which I said before. He'll elaborate through doing this, this, and this, you get to this. He says, it means there's something missing there. V'gam b'teira hazoi, sichelon lirois k'tzas, ki kosav, Rabbein Ezal wrote, u'chashayi boil ba 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 ba, al yidei bechinas sheheveisi, v'ein ze derech l'shaynoi. Those who learned 57 Torahs already know that this isn't his style of writing. Rabbein Ezal never uses a lashon like this. Ach kol zeh hoyo etzlei kosov hodur nevor heitev. All of this was written down in Rabbein Ezal's notes, extremely carefully explained very well. Ach bekavono meduyekes dilei bensa. For a very significant, special reason, Rabbein Ezal skipped right in the middle. He pulled out some stuff right in the middle. He called Vorov Hakdoshim Hoyu Befeles Umishbal Godoil. All of Rabbein Ezal's words were very measured and very well weighted on a scale. Malagaloi Sumashaloi Lagalis. What should be revealed, what should not be revealed. Vafilu Tevo Achas Yisera Hoyu Medaktik Oleho Shaloi Lagaber or Shaloi Lahatik. And when Rabbein Ezal spoke, he didn't even have one word. He wouldn't even allow one extra word, which he didn't want to be printed or to say. You saw that each word was counted and measured off. According to what Rabbein Ezal understood, through his infinite hasaga, obviously he knew exactly what should be said, shouldn't be said. Each word was counted like gold. She'in Tzrichim Lagali says that this item should not be revealed. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, "Va'ayin b'somuch kosav shom." What Rabbein Ezal wrote over there, Rabbein Ezal says, "Witness of the k'sherei hadochinas," and it's a close parenthesis, period. Then it says, "Ve'elu." It goes on. It's choppy like. Rav Nosson Zal says, "V'shom mikar hachisolin le'mayin." There you see very clearly that there's a chunk missing there that Rabbein Ezal took out, and it's just not filled in at all. Period. It's just left hanging like. Rabbein Ezal says, "Va'atol pir hanal tovan adover." Based on the explanation that I just gave you, you'll understand why it looks that way. It's not bare Hebrew that's being used. Rabbein Ezal is over there in Torah Menuches also. He erased a whole load of words in the middle of the Torah. V'chein bo'is ha'Torah shem sorry, shom meaning over here in our place. V'chein bo'is ha'Torah shem simanon ches hanal mochak mikredem damkin kama v'kama teves v'nyonim b'sham mekoyim lo shein nikar kolkach. Rav Nosson Zal says, I'll tell you another thing, you won't even notice. There are other places in Torah Nunches where he erased pieces here and there which he didn't want to be printed. When the Torah was going into print, he didn't want those sentences to be printed. V'chein achakach b'simen Nuntes, in chapter Nuntes, gam kein mochak bo'ezvov, achar v'zeh pirish bayis v'hoin, shoho ovois v'emgan gerim, shom mochak kamatevois. Another place over there also, you'll see he erased some words. וכן בשאר מקום הספייס התוירה, וכן הוא יהיה בכמה וכמה תוירה שנוס המעתיקון כנאו, והדבורים עתיקים. And Avnosan says this item is very, very deep. Know that this is Nistam. There were super, super deep reasons as to why this was done. Period. Let's see if without interruption, I would say within 5-10 minutes at the most, we'll run through this next piece. This is based, Rabbeinu Zal, using what we had in this Torah, Rabbeinu Zal is going to expound on a Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara says in Shabbos, HaMevaze Talmud Chacham, Ein Lo Refua Lamakosa. A person who's Mevaze Talmud Chacham has no cure for his illness. He called her Refua Yisheim HaKobois. All medicines are, what's the word
compounds.
I'm looking for? That's the word. Compounds. All medicines are compounds. דהיינו שלוקחים סם פלוני ועשב פלוני במידו ובמשקל כך וכך. We take this medicine with this herb in an exact ratio, וכן עשב אחר and another herb שנשקולי כך וכך, weighing exactly this many milligrams, וכן שקלן מכמה מינים, and we weigh you off for many different types, וכל עשב ועשב יש לו כוח אחר, and each one of these herbs has a different power. ומאר בין אלו המינים ביחד, we mix these different ingredients together, ועיס מהם הרכובו, and we make a merge out of them, we make a compound out of them. וזויס הרכובו יש לו כוח לרפויס החילס, and this compound now has the power to cure a specific sickness. נמצא, what do we do? Rabbeinu Zal here is lecturing on medicine. Note how he's going to explain this. Nimtzo, we deduce from here, she'ikr koyach harfuah al yedei harkovah, that if you want to say the most basic, you want to start a basic introductory course on medicine, the first thing you have to say is that the fact that most medicines, the vast majority of medicines, are compounds. She'nase lo koyach acher chodosh al yedei koyach shekiblu mikol elu hasavim she'nesarvu. These individual ingredients had no power to cure at all. Yet, when you unite hydrogen and oxygen in a specific ratio 2-1, you'll get water, a completely different item, which has its own properties, it's able to do its own thing. ובזה הכויח של ההרכובו דווקא מרפן החילס. And it's with this power of merging these items together in the proper ratios, this is what gives it its whole curative powers. ועל כן צורך רופא מומחה, therefore you need a doctor who knows his stuff very, very well, שיודע לעשות את ההרכובו, who knows how to merge these ingredients in the proper ratio. אבל מי שאינו מומחה, one who isn't extremely knowledgeable, אף אם ייקח או עשה בן שיש לו כוח רפויס, even if he'll use all the proper ingredients which have the power to cure, אם כל זה לא יפעל כלל, still he'll accomplish zero. כי אין יודע איך להרכיבם, because he doesn't know how to merge them together properly with the proper ratios. Rabbeinu Zal says, כמי כן התוירה שהיא רפואה לכל דבר. In Kedusha we have the same thing. The Torah, we know, is a cure for any type of illness. כמי שכוסר, as the Pasuk says, ולכל בשרוי מרפא. The Pasuk says in Mishlei that the Torah is a cure for a person's entire basar, for his entire body. The Torah is a refuah. אין מי שיודע איסו כי אין חכמי הדור. But who are the only ones who know the Torah? Only the חכמי הדור. כי נמסרו להם לדור שו בשלוש עשרה מידי שאתה נדרשת בהם. Because they are the ones who are given permission to darshan the Torah with gzeira shavas, with kal vachomers, with the שלוש עשרה מידי שאתה נדרשת בהם. Rabbeinu Zal says, אבל מהתורה בעצמו אי אפשר לידע דבר. But a person learning Torah on his own, learning Chumash on his own, would not know anything at all. כי אם על פי חכמי הדור, only through the חכמי הדור, שהם מפרשים עושה. They clarify it, they explain it. כי התורה אני במקומו ועשיר במקום אחר. The Yerushalmi says in Rosh Hashanah that the Torah by nature is poor in one place and rich in another place. It'll discuss a topic in one place, it'll give you two words on it, and then in a completely different place it'll expound on it. And unless you know that second place, when you're learning the first place, you're left with the wrong impression. והחכמים מלקטין ומערבין ומרכיבין את התורה ודרשנו איסו ממוקוים למוקוים ויוגינו מידויס. And the Chachamim pick and mix and merge the Torah and they darshan it from one place to the next with Yugim Amidais. They bring a Hekesh from here to here, a Gzeresh Shavah from here to here, a Kal V'chaimer from here to here, all teaching us thousands of halachas about reading Megillah, about this, about everything. Rabbein Azal says, V'heim Goyrin U'maysifin V'doyershin. There are times when they subtract from the Torah. The Torah says, in giving Malkus, how many should you give?
40.
Arbaim. What did the Chachamim say?
39.
There are times when they add to the Torah. The Torah says, don't write two letters on Shabbos. The Chachamim say, don't touch a pencil on Shabbos. V'dorshin, and they clarify, they expound. V'af shekosu v'hatorah kach, and although the Torah says clearly, arboin yakenu, give them 40 lashes, heim goyrin mimenu ois oiteva. They have the right to subtract a letter or to subtract a whole word. Ubamokai Macharin, another place in the Torah, Moisifin, they add on. Ubozeh Gershneison, in this manner they darshan the Torah, Kethimashe Yadin, based on their knowledge. Kemoishin Imsol, and as was given over them, this right. Va'alkein, Kishpoigain, the Kovli Talmud Chacham. When a person is Poigain in the cover of a Talmud Chacham, what happens? The Gemara says, Ein Refuah Lamakosei, there's no Refuah. Why? What is the source of Refuah? The Torah. Ulechol Besari Marpe. Ki ikar koyach harafua shemekabla mehatayra I efshar lekabel ki maide chachmiador. Because the whole spiritual power, the physical refuah comes from herbs, grasses. Where does the spiritual power come from? From the Torah. How does it come? Only via the chachmiador. Ki lohem nimstro lidroish. They are the only ones who are given permission to darshan the Torah. Vehein yoidim laharki voices hatayra. Now they know how to mix and merge the letters of the Torah. Sheze ikar koyach harafua kanal. The power of being a pharmacist isn't knowing the ingredients that go into the medicine. It's knowing exactly what proportions to use. Ki kol ho'asabim mekablim koyach me'atayroh kemavur le'el. Because as we said before, in the beginning of this chapter on the Likutei Moharan, where do all the asabim draw their koyach from? From a malach, right? We said there's a malach that strikes them. Where does the malach draw his koyach from? From the Dvar Hashem, right? B'Dvar Hashem Shemayim Nasu, we said. What is the Dvar Hashem? The Torah. The Torah is the Dvar Hashem. So Rabbi Nezal says that the Asabim draw their koyach from the Torah.
Ve'ikar koycham l'rapois, and their main ability to heal the medicines, hu'al yidei ha'harkovo kanal, is only by knowing how to mix them together properly. Alkein ho'ikar toloi b'chachme hador. Therefore, Rabbein Azal says, the main effectiveness of the Torah to serve to heal a person spiritually or in all the kind of healing, Lidroish HaTorah, through their ability, through their knowing how to interpret the Torah, Ulaharkiv Oisiyas HaTorah Kanal, and to mix together the different words and to attach things that are written here to things that are written somewhere else and build bridges between them, Al yidei ze mekablim koyach kol haharkovois shel kol hoasabim. That's what gives the spiritual power to all the different herbs in the world, all the different grasses and things from which medicines are made from, shemekablim koyach mehatorah, which receive their power from the Torah, as Rabbeinu Zal had explained earlier in the beginning of this chapter in Likutei Moharan. He had shown that. Al kein, therefore, Ho'ikar, the main thing is, sheyeloi emunas chachomim, that a Jew has to have faith in the rabbis. Ulehi zoher bichvoidom, and to be extremely careful about showing them the proper respect. Liro mehem ma'oid, to have tremendous fear, to be afraid of them very much, meaning afraid of insulting them, afraid of being disrespectful, chas v'shalom. V'af im nira loy mehem dovor she'ena mefurish b'Torah kach lafi daitoi, and even if he hears something from the rabbis, which when he looks into the Torah, he doesn't see it there, he doesn't understand, where did they get this from? V'nidme lo she'hem oisim chas v'shalom keneged ha'Torah, and it seems to him as if they're going against the Torah. Chutzorech lahamin, he has to believe and trust, shebevadai heim oisim nechoino al pi haTorah, that they are definitely acting properly according to the Torah. They know the Torah a billion times better than you do. Just to give a simple example, I remember when I was first coming close to Breslov, to my rabbi, Rav Rosenfeld, Zichrono Livracha, my parents at the time were not happy about it. My parents were not anti-religious. They were Shomer Shabbos, Shomer Mitzvahs, but they had different reasons. They had heard different things. You can be religious. You go to a different rabbi, or you go to yeshiva. You're learning yeshiva. What do you need additional rabbis for? We're paying tuition for yeshiva. What do you need this for? And at one point, a friend of mine said to me, I don't understand you. Supposedly, you're practicing religion. In religion, in the Torah, it says, Kabeid Savicha V'Simecha, respect your parents. Like, what's the question here? If your parents tell you to go against the Torah, I could understand. But if your parents are telling you, we learn Torah, but just not from this rabbi, go to a different rabbi. Could there be any possibility of a chance that you're doing the right thing and going to that rabbi? And the answer was definitely yes, because there's a chapter in Shulchan Aruch, there's a chapter in Halacha called the chapter that discusses the laws of respect for parents. And that chapter has maybe 100 different paragraphs in it. And in paragraph 98, 99, it says, he feels that that's the place correct for the parents in this particular instance is to follow his heart. Because no person, a parent doesn't have Ruach HaKodesh, a parent doesn't necessarily know exactly what his neshama is and where his neshama is going to get its injection, its connection to Torah. So again, if his reason for going to learn by that rabbi is because they serve better chocolate cake there, you know, after the shiur, that doesn't give him permission to go. But if it's a matter that he feels sincerely that his Yirat Shamayim, his Torah, he's going to do better here than there, in the laws of respect for parents, it says that in this particular instance, he should follow his feeling. The same thing is true regarding a shidduch, regarding getting married. If a parent says, I don't want you to marry that girl, why? Because I don't want that. I'm your father. I raised you. I gave everything. And I don't want you to... Blah, blah. In the laws of respect for parents, it says that in this, here again, if the father says, I don't want you because she's not religious or because I know her family has the, you know, if they give specific reasons, then again, then he has to consult with a rabbi or consult with the Torah to see. In this particular instance, could it be that these reasons are important enough to say no? But if it's just the matter because I don't want, and I'm your father, and one of the Ten Commandments is respect for parents, what's the problem? The answer is that in the Halakha, where it explains the mitzvah of respect for parents, it says that this item is not in that category. That's not what Hashem meant. That's not what Hashem wanted. Hashem wanted if your father needs a drink, to bring him a drink. But to be able to say that if you feel that this is your zivug, and that this person is going to help you together, you're going to build a home to serve Hashem and everything, and a parent, without giving any proper explanation, you know, without justifying anyway, says, I don't like that family. That's not the Torah. That's not what the Torah, how the Torah interprets respect for parents. These are examples, certain examples, which again require analysis, explanation. I'm not saying this as a rule across the board, but I'm showing examples where there's room for error, where a person thinks he learns the Chumash and says some very basic statements, and it's so clear, obvious, respect for parents, you know. But you have to know how the rabbis, how the Gemara explains the mitzvah of Kibud Avim, and again, where they learn it from. They give examples in the Torah itself, where we see the true tzaddikim, you know, did this in this way. So we know that this is the proper way, even though to a layman it would seem as if that's going against the Torah. It seems obvious. Look at that. His father told him not to, and he's going. And he calls himself religious. He's not religious. And the person who's saying that doesn't know what he's talking about because he simply didn't learn enough. And now Rabbeinu Zal gives us some examples. Moshe Rabbeinu. Hashem gave the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu to teach to Bnei Yisrael. Kegoin, for example, Shanu Royim Shemafurish Batorah Arboim Yakenu. We see that in Chumash Dvorim it says that if a person commits certain kind of sins, you should give him 40 lashes. That's the wording in the Pasuk. Vehem Amru, and the rabbis say in the Gemara and Makkos, Lamates Malkus Dafka, 39, not 40. If the guy gives him 40, the one who gave him the lashes, he gets 40 lashes. He gets 400 lashes because he went against the Torah. And if he says, what do you mean? Look, it says in the Torah 40. We give him another 40, Chas v'Shalom, because he's going against the true interpretation, the correct interpretation of the Torah. Ki heim yoidim al pi hadroshois v'hamidois kefi ma shenimser lehem. They're the ones who know, based on the measuring tools, based on the tools that Hashem provided, the formulas that Hashem provided, shetzorech dafka lametes malkos, that the person needs 39 lashes, not 40. Alkein tzorech lahamin b'chachomim. Therefore, we have to trust and believe in the chachomim, ulahashlich sichloi v'datoi, and to have the ability to put our own intellect aside sometimes, our own understanding, raklismoi chaleim, but rather to rely on them, to rely on their understanding, ki lohem nimsero ha-toyro l'dorsho, because they are the ones to whom Hashem has given them the Torah to explain, to interpret properly. Now here, obviously, again, it's extremely important. There are thousands of rabbis, and there are different rabbis. Let's use, you know, an obvious example. Let's say in today's times, there's Orthodox rabbis, and Lahavdil, there's conservative reform. Person would say, well, if rabbis, rabbis. He says here, rabbis. Who? How do you know that it's this? The answer is, person has to study that very carefully also. Person has to learn, how do you define a rabbi? What's the definition of chachamim? How does the Torah define chacham? Is it knowledge alone? And if one person knows 10,000 pages and another person only knows 4,000, does that make him a bigger rabbi? Or is it based on his actions also? Is it based on his midos and his deeds and everything? A Talmid chacham isn't a professor. Besides knowledge, that make him qualified to be on a level that he's capable of interpreting the Torah, that he's somebody I can be learning from. He's somebody who's qualified to teach Torah, and the people that learn from him will be brought closer to Hashem by the Torah that they learn, instead of chas v'shalom, the opposite. There are rabbis that are teaching Torah, and as a result of their teaching, they block people from coming close to Hashem because they're teaching them the wrong thing, you know, all kinds of mistakes. Lo aleinu. Baruch Hashem. That Hashem provided, shetzorech dafka lametes malkos, that the person needs 39 lashes, not 40. Alkein tzorech lahamin b'chachomim. Therefore, we have to trust and believe in the chachomim, ulahashlich sichloi v'datoi, and to have the ability to put our own intellect aside sometimes, our own understanding, raklismoi chaleim, but rather to rely on them, to rely on their understanding, ki lohem nimsero ha-toyro l'dorsho, because they are the ones to whom Hashem has given them the Torah to explain, to interpret properly. Now here, obviously, again, it's extremely important. There are thousands of rabbis, and there are different rabbis. Let's use, you know, an obvious example. Let's say in today's times, there's Orthodox rabbis, and Lahavdil, there's conservative reform. Person would say, well, if rabbis, rabbis. He says here, rabbis. Who? How do you know that it's this? The answer is, person has to study that very carefully also. Person has to learn, how do you define a rabbi? What's the definition of chachamim? How does the Torah define chacham? Is it knowledge alone? And if one person knows 10,000 pages and another person only knows 4,000, does that make him a bigger rabbi? Or is it based on his actions also? Is it based on his midos and his deeds and everything? A Talmid chacham isn't a professor. That's not, it's in Judaism, it doesn't work that way. A Talmid Chacham has hundreds of requirements besides knowledge, that make him qualified to be on a level that he's capable of interpreting the Torah, that he's somebody I can be learning from. He's somebody who's qualified to teach Torah, and the people that learn from him will be brought closer to Hashem by the Torah that they learn, instead of chas v'shalom, the opposite. There are rabbis that are teaching Torah, and as a result of their teaching, they block people from coming close to Hashem because they're teaching them the wrong thing, you know, all kinds of mistakes. Lo aleinu. Baruch Hashem.